It's 94 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Elon Musk's sprawling XAI data center campus in the Memphis area is producing a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. If stacked up against the Tennessee Valley Authority's power plants, XAI would rank as the region's second biggest climate polluter. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports.
XAI currently has two data centers, Colossus 1 and 2, in Memphis. The second facility is powered by nearly 60 mobile gas turbines, just across the state line in Mississippi. Collectively, they operate as a private fossil fuel plant for Musk's company, causing a lot of air and noise pollution. But also, these turbines will probably produce about 7 to 8 million tons of carbon dioxide equivalent emissions in a given year. That's according to calculations by the Southern Environmental Law Center. On the lower end, that climate pollution is equivalent to the annual energy use of 1 million homes. Only TVA's largest coal plant, Cumberland, which is about twice the size of a typical coal plant, produces more planet-warming pollution than XAI. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell is one of more than 200 mayors, both Democratic and Republican, who are urging Congress not to make any further cuts to food assistance programs like SNAP. Last year, Congress approved a spending plan that narrowed who was eligible and expanded work requirements. The mayors are asking Congress to reverse last year's cuts and protect SNAP benefit levels. They're also asking federal lawmakers to delay a plan to make states pay for a portion of SNAP if their error rate exceeds a certain threshold. That's a measure of how often the program overpays or underpays benefits to families. The mayors warned that 4 million people have lost their assistance since last year. They say further cuts could plunge even more people into hunger. Metro Nashville Public Schools is hosting a series of back-to-school bashes during the last few weeks of summer vacation. Metro's new school year starts August 11th. The school district is hosting several events that provide families with free school supplies. There will be food, music, and family-friendly activities. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.